Module 3. Parents are your essential partners. Session 1. Children can't go to Kilimanjaro by themselves. Objective. Recognize the key reasons parents must be involved with their child's journey. Can you imagine sending an 8, 10, or 12-year-old child off by him or herself on a trip to Kansas, or Kentucky, or Kilimanjaro? Of course not. We'd expect their parents to go with them, or at least we'd have another adult accompany them along the way. Similarly, when children start a journey that leads them to the Paschal Mystery and new life in Christ, we don't send them alone. And the parents are doing more than just walking along as observers. The parents are actively engaged in the faith formation process, developing their own lives of faith and helping their children develop theirs. In this session, we're going to discuss why it's so important to have parents involved in children's RCIA. In the latter sessions, we'll look at the important and varied ways to involve parents, and we'll address the difficult question of what to do if parents are not involved. The unbelievable story of Stephen Oliver. I know this story may seem like I'm making it up, but I promise it is true. Remember the note on my desk that had the names of the children who wanted to become Catholic? See Module 2, Session 1. Well, Stephen Oliver's name was on that list. He was a second grader who attended St. Andrew Grade School. He was unbaptized. His mother was active in another Christian church, and his father was unchurched. But Stephen wanted to be baptized Catholic because of his positive experience at St. Andrew. He especially wanted to share in the Eucharist. After meeting with Stephen and his mom and dad, we decided that Stephen would begin the catechumenate process accompanied primarily by his father. Mom would come to occasional sessions as she was involved with her own church on Sundays. In general, Mom and Dad were supportive of their son's sincere desire, but somewhat hesitant about baptism in the Catholic faith. They wanted to know what we were teaching him, and they also knew that there was a great deal about God and faith that they could teach even though Dad was unchurched. Eventually, they allowed Stephen to participate in the catechumenate, but they were clear that they wanted no part of the Catholic Church for themselves. However, they did welcome the idea of having a sponsoring family from St. Andrew to help them along the way. Fast forward to Easter season after Stephen is fully initiated. During the mystagogy sessions that followed the Easter vigil, Stephen's dad said he wanted to be baptized. He was fully initiated at the next Easter vigil. And the year after that, Stephen's mom was received into full communion. Key points. There are several key points I'd like to draw from this story. Stephen's journey of faith affected the entire family. Mom and Dad were primary catechists and walked with Stephen along the way. Mom and Dad also needed guidance and support from other Catholic adults in the parish, that is, a sponsoring family. Stephen initiated the process. He sought baptism. Often, but not always, it's the parents or grandparents that bring children to the church. The child and his faith were catalysts for the ongoing conversion of his parents. However, when Stephen started the process, there was no intention, on our part or theirs, of his parents joining the Catholic Church. In Stephen's case, both parents were involved in the process. Often, only one parent is involved, and sometimes neither parent is actively involved. Boxed inset. Let's just baptize him. When we encounter an unbaptized child, it's easy to say, he's only 7 or 6 or 5. Let's just baptize him and then he can receive First Communion with everyone else. This may seem like the easy solution, and many pastoral ministers want to go this route. However, children who have reached catechetical age and are unbaptized can benefit immensely from the full, gradual, and complete experience of the child's RCIA. Sure, at times, if the child is very immature, it may be the right solution to baptize the child and delay Eucharist. But most children who are of 7 years of age, and some who are even younger, have reached the catechetical age and therefore are capable of receiving and nurturing a personal faith. RCIA number 252, Canada number 242. If we think they are old enough to receive the Eucharist with a few months of preparation, then they are old enough to participate in RCIA. Besides, it is such a benefit for the child and family to experience the fullness of RCIA. It is often the better option. Remember, usually there is a reason the child is unbaptized, and the RCIA helps address the issues of evangelization and faith formation. Yet, in the end, it all comes down to discernment. We have to discern what is best for the individual child. We'll talk about discernment in the later session. We'll explore these points in greater depth in the next three sessions. For now, let's look at the questions that Stephen's story raises for you. Please go to exercise 1.